Blog Talk Radio.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and ran the contract.
I counted all the days
till you would come back. I still think about that.
Now you're missing what we used to have. Can't provide the broad feeling back. I was caught up in the aftermath. But now, if you really want to know,
hey, how many nights I've been thinking of you.
Jones Show. I just want to talk about a few things. So if it goes like an hour, then it'll go to an hour. And if I'm running a little bit late. But if I can find it here.
That's 3 inches of wonderful that's in
the pillow. I don't know. If you think about a change, you want to make change, you want to change, or you want to do change, you get sick and tired of it, you want to just stand up and want to do something, then do what works for you. Like, if you want to make changes in your life, make changes in your life. Complaining to everybody is not going to help. Like, you're going to have to that'd be a little, you know, quote of the day. But, let's see, we're going to talk about the last two games, including tonight's Bucks and Hornets game. Which was crazy. With the Cavaliers game they went against yesterday, it was one of those. Oh wow, that's a close one. Sorry about that. The Bucks beat the Cavaliers 119-110. With Giannis with 33 points and 12 rebounds. Dante Higgins with 11 points, 5 rebounds. Let's see, in the bench, you know, they stepped up a little bit. Yeah, George Hill led the bench with 18 points and 4 assists. Yeah, Chris Middleton with 12 points. 5 assists and 4 rebounds. This was his second game back. And he was... seemed like he was doing like his average thing, so... But then, you know, I thought he would have had at least like more minutes to play whatever, but no, he didn't. Arizona had 2 points. And for Cleveland, I'm going to say his last name because I don't know his first name, but Altman had 20 points. Kevin Love had 16 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds. Larry Nance Jr. led the bench with 18 points and 9 rebounds. The only person doing good is Jordan Clarkson. He had 8 points and 5 assists. Ben Garland with 21 points, 6 assists. Colin Sexton with 16 points and 5 assists. So they had a blowout in the beginning, and suddenly, you know, they just suddenly try to come back. And they had some people worry. I know they did. So let's move on from that game and move to the next. About the Hornets and Bucks game. I would say that I want to say like happy Thanksgiving if y'all did have Thanksgiving. So and no, y'all had this Black Friday. Like so many people, it's crazy sometimes Black Friday shopping. I shop at Black Friday. Didn't get much. Didn't need much. But wasn't trying to, you know, grab. Because the Walmart I was at yesterday, it wasn't like crazy, but it was like one side it was crazy and the other side.
The front side of the grocery department was dead.
Right.
These are tax Australian does to the Badgers. Yes, they took the action in that game. The 38-17 win versus the Dolphins. The win also secured the Big Ten West title for the Badgers.
Oh, okay.
So I gave you this information, but thank you.
Oh, they won the West Division. Cool. Oh, wow. I just now noticed that. I don't know. We have a tree that we call the Natty Tree, and this is it is a black tree. I'm thinking it is dark green or something. But
getting paid attention.
Like,
you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking for a little more consistency.
I know.
When you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'll get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fake cologne just to get you alone.
Okay.
Anyways, this is the last day of November. So, funny thing is, we're like a month away from the new year. And I wonder how the new year is. 2019 has been for them. It's been mostly good. Had like a few downs, but like mostly it's been up. So it's like one of the years that I ever had. From battling bullies to getting help for myself and just doing better, which is good. Just like a game. So, with that said, like an hour ago, the game had ended with the Bucks and Charter Hornets 137 with the Bucks in the 11th straight. They won 11 straight games. So overall, they're 14-1 of the month of November, they said. So, good game. So, this is what I just have to say about the game. I the Cooper scored 26 points, but his double three in 19 games. When he did 9 rebounds by playing on points, the Milwaukee was still up there in the 93 Charlie Horn Saturday night. So let me look at the box scores. Box score. The thing is, Dennis Grant, I believe. I don't know if that's his. Anyways, he had 24 points and 5 assists. Terry was 0 and 19 points, 3 rebounds. I think Miles Bridges had 15 points, 8 rebounds. From the bench as the 11.5 rebound. Yes, I'll go over the team with the 26 points. Middleton had 15 points. 4 rebounds. Chris Matthews at 14 was 3-6 on the 3-point line. Rob Lopez, his brother, Brooke Lopez, was at back injury. Had 13 points and 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Air Blood had 2 points and 10 assists, so that means that Dragon Bitter has been playing in the order. Yeah, 12 points. 3 DJ Wilson and Ersan is both 11 points. 3 points and four assists. And Pat Connaughton has 10 rebounds. So it just shows like you have anybody can have a good rebound. It was just interesting. Giannis with the rebounds, he has a double rebound. It's at least a good rebound number, in my opinion. That's what I mean. I missed the fourth quarter. Why I got comfortable where I was standing and go to sleep. Well, one more thing to do. So let's go see this. No, not that. Let's see. Looks like they're in seed. Toronto is number 2. Horizon 14-4. And 15-5 in third seed. What the? Crazy phone. Boston 13-5, they're in the fourth place. Philadelphia is in fifth. I know that's a shocker because they were saying Philadelphia is going to be top team, top 2 teams, please. But right now, they're in the league of that place. And Pacers are in 6 with 7. Cleveland 9. Orlando 7. 11. Top 8. Sacramento 8-10, but right on 8-12. So possible. Oh, excuse me. I think that's it for that part. And then we'll try to talk about WWE Starrcade. Well, this year was their debut of showing that, but they only show like an hour of Starrcade. So I don't know how this year are they going to show like the whole thing or whatnot. I don't know. But let's see if we're going to make like a match for tomorrow's pay-per-view. So it's going to be a minute here and check that out.
Attention, cancer, come see you still not for
I mean, the second person I see.
Okay, right now, I am going to punch the first person I see. Rock. I mean, the second person I see. Okay, I am upset. And this, I'm walking, and I'm coming from lunch, and all I wanted was like some macaroni and cheese. They didn't have any macaroni and cheese. I am so mad right now. It's the first person I see. Brock, no.
On the Eric Stone Street, Modern Family, and they did that little skit. He punched the first person that he sees, then suddenly disappeared. The video is out there, so it's just very once, but the video is really hilarious. Next season awards will have GA.
You have gone from
being. Ooh, I want the comments. The guy says it was not a jersey, but next season we'll have a GA. No. Another guy just said, Giannis didn't know what to get the title. And they prefer, another guy just preferred to his other guy, says, yeah, the most stacked in the history of American sports and failed to three, only won three titles in five finals. Final runs before returning to the NBA basement for at least 50 years. Underachieved team in sports history. Giannis was signed long term in Milwaukee and deliver more titles than the Warriors franchise has total. Get over it. Let's see. I was just saying, you realize that the other only team that can all five Superman. Yeah, they going. Like this, if he says the right season, about what you're talking about before you spy out. Oh, God. Do you not understand how this thing works? Sheer is the final year of this contract. He was on a super movie, but to be their child. And no more says in your dreams. Just won't leave. And everybody is doing a green jersey that it says green to the front with number. With like the green and blue strip. And it has like the strips on the shorts too, like on the waist part of the shorts and kind of like almost up to the left part of the shorts. Got the green and blue split on the strip. Sorry. But, let's see if I can find anything else to talk about. Normally, I would have something to talk about, but I do not. With this cat chain that people be using for meetings, I really don't get it. Like, I know, like, where is it from, because somebody told me, but it's kind of stupid just doing it. Like, a cat is going to do something. Like, really. It's just stupid. Near 16th and Mitchell facing light during an injury. I know where Mitchell is. He's a little around here. Here or something like that happened. Like Peter driver that he wasn't paying attention and Carlson trying to think he can make it and the driver was driving too fast. So yeah, this seems like it's more common that you get hit by cars a lot. Just crazy, and hopefully that people will learn. I don't know if they're gonna learn it, but they'll do better. Let's see if there's something else.
Thank you.
talk about anything, so just end it right here. WrestleFanSpeakOut.com, I should say. Check out the updates on that and all the other good stuff. Also check Mary's Memory on Facebook. Also check the show on Facebook. So look on Twitter. We're coming shows are coming up. Everything we like connecting with some ideas that's gonna happen. So Tuesday is gonna be return of Arthur Smith's mix, so that's a return. And tech music from Wild. Wednesday Hazel runs her mouth. Don't she talk about everything and that's that. And Thursday will be Bucks Talk. We'll talk Friday. two games that's coming up with Knicks, and I know they got a game Wednesday. I just forgot who it is, so let me try to. Oh, it'll be against Detroit on the road. Anyway, from all of us here, we'll see you next week, and until then.